Concrete Rose, Chapter 11. Me and Lisa walk around the neighbourhood for a while. She don't talk, and I never feel like I got her. We eventually end up at her house. I sink onto her couch, and Lisa sits cross-legged beside me. Saying I'm sorry isn't enough, but I am sorry, Maverick, she says. I clear my throat. Thanks for coming to the funeral. You ain't have to do that. Of course I did. I loved Dre like family, except when he was a nuisance at my games. I fight a smile. Dre would go with me to Lisa's basketball games all the time. He became a fan of hers quick and would trash talk the other teams, nearly got his put out a few times. He was a loudmouth, huh? The definition of a loudmouth. You remember when I met him? Yeah, at that away game you had out of town. Uh-huh. Wish you tricked him into driving you 2 hours to, Lisa laughs. He was sweet to me, but I could tell he was mad as hell at you. I laugh. He got over it. All it took was some gas money and a rib-tip plate from Reuben's with peach cobbler and banana pudding. He was so greedy. Remember when we went to Sal's with him and Keisha and he ordered an entire pizza for himself, then put mustard all over it? Oh my God, he had the weirdest taste buds ever. Yo, you're not lying. I was messing with him about that the other week for... I lose the words. I see him slumped over his steering wheel. It's true then, Lisa murmurs. You found him. I nod as I stare at my loafers. He was already gone when I got out there. Lisa sucks in a breath like it hurt her to hear that. I'm sorry. We get quiet again. It's honestly too quiet. I'm surprised Ms. Montgomery ain't come out and cussed me out. Your mum and gone? Yep, she's at rehearsals. Her theatre department is doing a Raisin in the Sun in a few weeks. It's kept her busy all month. Ms. Montgomery is a theatre teacher at Midtown School of the Arts. That'll explain why that woman dramatic as hell. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad it keeps her off my back. You know damn well that won't last long. At least you don't got to deal with Carlos, right? Thank God he's back at college. Won't see him until Thanksgiving. I'm trying to convince him to bring his girlfriend so he'll be too distracted to get into my business. What? Carlton Banks got a girlfriend? Lisa pushed my head. Stop calling him that. Ah, he's like Carlton. Surprised he got enough game to get a girlfriend. Apparently he does. Her name is Pam. And she's pre-med. She's super sweet, although I don't know what she sees in my brother. Damn, I say, your corny brother actually got a girlfriend. Whatever, Maverick. She hop up from the couch. I'm going to get changed. Feel free to get something from the kitchen if you want. She actually letting me stay. Thank you. Lisa give me the tiniest smile. You're welcome. She go off to her room and I help myself to the kitchen. I'm thirsty as hell. Ms. Montgomery keep her cabinets and refrigerator stacked. I find all kinds of drinks and liquor. Lisa's mama know how to throw them back. I pop open a Pepsi and wander down the hall. Lisa take her bun down at her bedroom mirror. I say she's fine all the time. That ass looking right in that dress, god damn. But this girl, straight up beautiful. She catch me staring. What? I lean against the doorway and sip my drink. Nothing. Watching you. So you can learn how to do your hair? Because clearly you haven't combed that mess on your head. Why are you hating? Why do you hate yourself? She put her comb in my hair and it got stuck. I wince as she snatch it out. Damn, Maverick, when was the last time you brushed your hair? I got a fro now. So, you need to brush it, comb it, take care of it. Bet you haven't washed it since I did those cornrows, have you? I take showers. Lisa's mouth make a line. That's not enough. You need shampoo, conditioner. That's girl shit. Tell that to your dirty hair. Go to the bathroom. Lisa... She points across the hall. Go! Damn, she tripping. I go to the bathroom, take off my shirt and tie and kneel beside the bathtub. Lisa sit on the side of it and grab the handheld shower head. She turned the water on. This doesn't make any sense, Maverick. Seriously. It ain't that bad. Ah! She spray water in my face, strangling me. Hey! Ooh, sorry, Lisa claims. I'll warn you next time. A lie. You worse than my mama. She not tripping about my hair. Mrs. Carter is grieving. She's probably not paying attention to your hair. Lisa massages shampoo into my scalp. I can't front. That feel good. I'm surprised Mr. Wyatt lets you come to work looking like this. You know I work for him. My mama told me, Lisa says. Said you bagged her groceries one day. Oh yeah, I did. She gave me the dirtiest look. That's saying something, because Ms. Montgomery don't give me plenty of dirty looks. What's she telling you for? Are you trying to keep up with your boy? Nope. Lisa spray my face again. Hey! I scream as she laughs. Stop playing, girl! Sorry, she lie again. She massaged more shampoo in. Since you're working for Mr. Wyatt, does this mean you gave up drug dealing? Yeah, I got a son to think about now. Want to be around for him. Can't lie though, between that job and taking care of him, I'm tired as hell. Doesn't Aisha help take care of him? Nah, she needed a break. I've had him since the day I found out he mine. Lisa quietly rinses the shampoo out of my hair. What's his name? Who? My son. I named him Seven. Seven? You did not name that baby after a number, Maverick. Oh my God. It's a number of perfection. I always got to explain that. He perfect. It makes sense. Smells like she pours something else into my hair. Conditioning or whatever that stuff is. Okay, when you put it like that, it's kind of sweet. Thank you. Plus it's unique. Now if I gave him a plain ass name like Connor. Ah! Lisa sprayed my face again. That was on purpose, she says. Not sorry. It is a plain ass name. Can't believe you went from me to him. You're not all that, sir. Calm down, she says. Not that it's any of your business, but I'm not with Connor. Oh, my lips turn up a little. Yeah, she dissed me, but she's not with Richie Rich. He ain't got no game, huh? That's none of your business as well. I snort. Your answer say it all. I knew he was whack. Ow! She popped me with a shower head. That was on purpose too. I rub the back of my head. You mad because I'm right. Lisa dry my hair off and take me to her room. I sit on her bed and she kneeled behind me to see over my head. She run the comb through hard. I wince. Damn girl, why are you so rough? Had you done this yourself, it wouldn't be this bad. Be still. I am still. You rough as hell, I say. She hold the comb at the edge of my scalp near the middle of my forehead, then comb through my hair from there. She call that making a part. You gone cornrow it? No, that'll take too long. I'm going to put it in a ponytail. All right, thank you for doing this. She put my hair in a ponytail. You're welcome. That'll be $200. $200? I say. You strangled me and abused me. Nobody abused you. You hit me with a shower head and you snatched my hair. I did not snatch your hair, Lisa says. You're tender-headed. I ain't tender-headed. Right, like you swear you're not ticklish, Lisa says. I ain't. She tried to tickle my underarm. I hop off the bed. I go, stop. Lisa smirk. I thought you weren't ticklish. I ain't, but you are. I pounce her on the bed and tickle the hell out of her. She laugh her ass off and she got me laughing. Then pretty brown eyes meet mine and we stop. Nobody else exists. I look at her lips and I ain't never wanted to do anything more than I want to kiss them right now. So shit, I go for it. Lisa kissed me right back. It's been a long time since we did this. We can't kiss fast enough, can't keep our hands off each other. It's like she hit me with jumper cables, my whole body on fire. Damn, I mumble and look down. It's real obvious I'm into this. Lisa look at it too. Then she looked me in the eye and unzipped my pants. It's on. I help her get out that dress and she helped me get my pants off. We both down to nothing when we slide under her covers. I'm ready to put it down. Shit, I hiss and raise up. I don't got a rubber. Lisa sit up a little. Seriously? Yeah, I ain't have no reason to keep them on me. You on the pill, right? No, had no reason to be. For a few seconds, our heavy breathing, the only sound in the room. The way she feel against me is driving me out of my mind. I could be careful. If you pull out before you... We spoke at the same time. Our eyes lock and goddamn, I want her bad. Do you want to do this? I ask. Lisa bite her lip. Yeah. Do you? I never wanted anything more in my life. Yeah. Lisa pull me back down and kiss my neck. Then be careful. That's all I need to hear.